Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like that promo during the break about us going to Detroit.
Yeah, man. It's not far away. It's not that far away. It's a week from Thursday that we're in Detroit, dude.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
I've never been on a road trip with you and Shane in Porth.
That's true.
How about the whole bathroom thing?
You're very concerned about one bathroom.
Are you not?
In the Airbnb.
Well, looky here, Chad. For the entire period you're in my room, I better not catch you standing up peeing. You sit down when you pee, you understand?
Four grown men in a four-bedroom house with one bathroom?
Yeah, it's not a great idea.
I thought that it was what the old-timers used to call cabin fever, kind of claustrophobic reaction which can occur when people are shut in together over long periods of time.
I'm not blaming Ryan for booking the wrong one.
I'll go ahead and blame Ryan.
No, it's not his fault.
I know.
Ryan Parth, look at Ryan Parth and Shane Reardon sitting down and they both got beards. Look at those guys. Ryan Parth.
I think it is. I think it qualifies.
It's no one's fault other than everybody's.
Well, I mean, Porth, he comes from Nashville.
Right, where everything is much slower.
Yeah, and I believe he just had like a horse and buggy there, right? I don't believe he owned a car when he lived down
there.
That's
why he was fine. He was like, one bathroom.
That's so many.
that's one more than I grew up with.
Is there a light in there?
Okay, that's okay, because making a happy home isn't like flipping on a light switch.
The light switch?
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with
one bathroom.
I couldn't believe how small a house.
One, two, three,
and here we go, Tim.
Here we go.
Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Dan Bernstein's disbelief at Terry Bors' childhood home always has a purpose.
Is that tremendous? It's just such a good callback.
Yes, Dan.
Can't believe how people unlike me have lived. I just can't believe it.
That was my biggest takeaway from reading your whole book, is how I worked with you for many, many years. We've had hundreds, if not, we've had thousands of hours of conversation. But my big takeaway.
I couldn't believe how small a house you grew up in.
And yet you're able to have conversations. You're able to fully function as a person. Father!
It's just so surprising.
It is.
The size of our guest house.
I hold to my original idea for our Airbnb in Detroit, which is that we rent a porta potty and just put it in the back as an added outhouse type situation, whether it's a Johnny on the Spot or a Drop Zone or some other cleverly named porta potty.
A porta potty?
Maybe he owns one. Hey, guys, I brought my own porta potty.
Well, it'd have to be in your guys' car, right? You have to bring it with.
Put it on the roof.
How the hell do you get a porta potty?
Isn't any toilet Ryan Porth owns a porta potty?
It is.
So I bet he has at least two.
Anyone that he uses. That's true. He just grabbed one of the home porta potties. But we got a few days to work on this and sort it all out.
I think we've mastered it.
You think so?
I think we've figured it out.
Okay.
Flush out the ideas. You know what I mean? Go ahead, Shane.
I don't have another one.
Who's groaning at who? Now, you get a groan, and you get to groan.
I like the idea of Porth hearing that and be like, oh, that segment took a turn and got away from us. No, it didn't. We were really happy with how
it went. Yeah, no, that's exactly how we wanted it to go.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Nailed it. Welcome really to management life, baby.
Exactly. You can't say nothing.
Let's put Ryan's name in other household appliances.
Oh, interesting.
I'll have some for you later.
Wow, 5 o'clock hour. Yes, and. Love that.
We got Cubs tickets to give away today.
Oh, yeah, we do. All you got to do is be listening. And when you hear a Michael Bush home run at any point during the show.
Whoa, there's so many to choose from.
Yeah, it's been how many days in a row?
Five.
5 days in a row. So be the fifth caller when you hear 312-540-0670, when you hear a Michael Bush home run, it could be during the commercial, it could be coming out of the break, it could be when we're talking about it, but if you hear the audio of a Michael Bush home run, be the fifth caller to our contest line, and you can go to Cubs Marlins on Thursday.
So savvy listeners to the Parkins and Spiegel show yesterday heard us go down the list of those Cubs with a home run in five straight games. And Michael Bush then joined that group. And you saw that on Marquee. That was fun, man, to see him get it out of the way early like that.
Yes.
With a lot of energy and a lot of adrenaline going on. That was a great, crazy Cubs game. And we'll have a chance to talk about it with both Nico and Jed today, among other issues.
Yeah, I mean, Nico Horner's coming on at 2:30. Is it? He's had great moments. He's had awesome seasons. He won a Gold Glove. Has he had a game?
I feel like that was the Nico game. Even with all of Michael Bush, that was his game, wasn't it?
It definitely was his game. It's just because of how it happened late and what other guys on the – like, how many guys on the team score on that wild pitch? It's a small number. How many guys hit that ball? Maybe guys would be more disciplined to not swing at that ball.
If Javi were still here, is the answer to both questions.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like the Venn diagram of guy who would score from second and guy that would get a hit on that ball over 4 feet off the ground, StatCast had it as the third highest hit ball by any Cub since 2015. Morel and Wilson Contreras, the only guys who would hit a higher ball. Like, I think that might be Nico Horner might be the only name. Maybe Morel. Morel and Nico?
Yeah, I mean, the aggressiveness was just freaking awesome.
It was great.
The instincts on it were wonderful. I don't know if he's had another game. That time he called the grand slam play, thought that was a good call by him.
That was good. I mean, he's got a walk-off hit. I understand, but like a signature game. We'll ask him. Nico Horner before Jed Hoyer next on The Score.